today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Did you know you can communicate without saying a word? Each day, we communicate what we believe. Each day, we communicate what we don't believe. Each day, we leave our homes to enter the workplace, to enter school, volunteer services, missions, grocery stores, and department stores. We communicate with people without opening our mouth. The things we communicate can be seen by those who observe us, by those we interact with, and by those we choose to ignore. This communication is seen in our behavior, our nonverbal communication, and so much more. What are you saying as you communicate with others regarding your behavior? Does your behavior say you love people? Does your behavior communicate gentleness to those who have not been treated gentle? Does your behavior communicate encouragement to the discouraged? Does your behavior communicate freedom to those who are in bondage to the multitude of things that they face each day? Does your behavior and other nonverbal communication communicate denial or confession of Christ before those you interact with? Would someone be able to say that you are in an intimate relationship with Christ if you didn't tell them? In Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." The question that stares you and I in the face is this: do we want Christ to confess us before his Father? Even though we say we love the Lord with all of our hearts, and our behaviors must communicate it. Even though we say we have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, our behavior must back it up. What does your behavior say about you? What does your behavior say about Christ? Today, let's make sure we intentionally confess Christ in word and deed. I believe you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. I believe you love the Lord with all of your heart. I believe you are putting forth your best effort to serve the Lord with all your mind, your spirit, and your soul. You are God's answer and the hope for the world. Today is another day he has given you to confess him before the world with your words and behavior. There is no other day like today, nor has there ever been. It belongs to you for the express purpose of letting your behavior reflect who you are in him. Intentionally put forth your best effort today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.